Right, Dan Hegarty, 2FM DJ, reformed wrestling fanatic, joining us live in studio now. It's a bit of breaking news. Good morning to you, Dan.
Morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good, good. You're a wrestling fan, and I was actually a wrestling fan, would you believe, back in the day, and some sad news from the wrestling world.
Yeah, I certainly was a big fan back in the 90s and 80s, I guess, as well. Yeah, the Ultimate Warrior, one of the biggest names from the 80s and 90s, has died just very recently, last night, I believe.
Yeah.
54, he'd just been inducted to the WWE Hall of Fame a few days ago, and has now passed away. And he's another name to actually a very long list of wrestlers that have died. A lot of the names that you would have grown up watching and I would have grown up watching are now no longer with us, and he's now on that unfortunate
list. So is Andre the Giant alive or dead?
Dead. He's dead a long time ago.
Is he really?
Yeah.
And he was in The Princess Bride, of course, and other things. Hulk Hogan's still around.
But people like Macho Man Randy Savage is dead.
Mr.
Perfect is dead. Yeah, tons of
The
people.
Undertaker, yeah. I hate to...
The Undertaker's still alive.
Well, yeah,
very
the
much
irony
so,
is intense for...
Yeah.
He's still going. And then there was the guy who ran for office in America, became a senator.
No, Jesse Ventura, yeah.
He's still alive, obviously.
He's still alive, very much so, yeah. Jesse the Body Ventura.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
They all have a bit in the middle.
Yeah, that's it. Because I don't know, it became huge. I think it was because Sky came in on our televisions for the first time, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was the late 80s, and it was also very different. Like, you saw all these big guys, like, screaming their heads off. Yeah. And I don't know, when I was a kid, I was like, wow!
Yeah.
How terribly impressive.
Yeah.
And The Ultimate Warrior was one of the most flamboyant of these. He was a guy, muscled body, he ran to the ring to kind of something that sounded like Iron Maiden. He shook the ropes, and... I don't know, I was around 10 and I thought this was the best thing I'd ever seen in my life. So it was exciting stuff.
And he was a goodie, wasn't he?
He was very much a goodie, yeah.
Because they all had their roles cast for them, you know, when they were throwing, smashing so-called chairs over each other's heads.
The idea was he was known as the Warrior before he came to the WWF, as it was, and they wanted to know, well, we've got to make him different. He's got to be the Ultimate Warrior, that's what he became.
Okay, and 54 is very young. Do we know how he died or any details on that?
I don't know for sure. Nothing has been confirmed just yet.
Okay. That's a sad breaking news there, or at least overnight, on the story of the Ultimate Warrior. 51552. I'm sure people will text in on that. I certainly didn't... I haven't watched wrestling for a long time now, but I know that kids are still mad into it. And
yeah,
they're still selling out in the O2 and everything.
You watch it before your cynicism grows.
That's what
grows
it is.
With
yeah,
life.
You watch it,
suddenly you're going, oh, hang on a second.
But even a generation before that would have watched Big Daddy on UTV on a Saturday morning, and that was another story.
Shirley Crabtree. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, that's it. That was kind of like smoking and drinking at 12:30 in the afternoon. Old school. Dan, thanks for that, and
we
appreciate you coming in to share that with us. That's Dan Hegarty joining us. I was going to say Dan Healy. Dan Hegarty joining us with all the details there on WWE Hall of Fame inductee, the Ultimate Warrior, who died last night. Tony, good morning to you.
How are you doing, Ryan?
Are you well?
I feel fine yourself.
Who was the Ultimate Warrior?
No, he was just, I tell you, he came into the, I used to watch that years ago on Super Channel, it was.
That's the one, not Sky, Super Channel, I forgot about that, you know, shapers.
I don't know whether Sky owned it or not, but years ago in Dublin we ended up getting, we had about six channels, I think Channel 4, and then a few years later we got Sky News and Super Channel, and there was a couple of other ones we got.
Yep.
And that used to show that it was actually the WWE at the time. It was the World Wrestling, or WWF, the World Wrestling Federation.
Yeah, and then you saw Hulk Hogan run around with his weird white/yellow hair, was left of it, and the big handlebar moustache chasing around.
I think they've done more dancing in the ring than they did. Like, as I was just saying to your researcher, there was nothing like the Saturday morning fight wrestling that used to be on UTV with Big Daddy and Giant Haystacks and all that.
Giant Haystacks.
That was more physical. Yeah. The other thing was more bouncing around the place.
Yeah. Big Daddy, Giant Haystacks just actually would fall on each other like a pylon in schoolyard.
Oh, yeah, they just, some poor little skinny fella in to be underneath them, and he just...
That was the end of him.
Make a carpet out of him.
Whereas these lads tended to be greased up, like they were kind of like souped-up flatleys.
Yeah, it's used up to the hilt.
yeah, running around, and they'd stand like ballerinas on the ropes, and then fall onto the guys and almost crushing them. But of course, they worked their own magic there, and bizarrely, no blood spilt, but lots of near death experiences.
There was only once ever in the, I think it was, remember the WrestleMania used to be?
Yeah.
And there was a fella called Hercules, and there was another, I can't remember, there was another chap, but they seemed to always have a fall. Now, I can't remember the man's name, but he wrapped a chain around his hand and busted your man's head out.
That's why we liked it, Tony.
I know, it was this, you know what I mean? It was the only thing was you had the kids jumping off walls and each other.
Yeah, we, see, we didn't realise that, we got, you know, we really thought it was true.
Oh, yeah, you thought it was, like, can't wait for this, it's going to be killings, like, you know what I mean?
So how do you feel about the Ultimate Warrior passing away?
Jesus, it's sad, isn't it? It has to be a lot to do with the stuff that they're on for the steroids and stuff like that for the...
To make them all... To make them all...
Make them both look, yeah. You know what I mean?
Let's have a look and see.
There's a few of them now. Like, you have, as you said there, Macho Man Randy Savage. He died. He was only 50-odd when he died as well.
Yeah, that was very young. He's only 54. I'm just looking at that piece here in the New York Times to see if I can find... Or USA Today to see if I can see... any indication as to what happened to him, but I'm not getting it. We'll try and find something if we can, some more information, bring it to you. But yeah, it's very, very good. Here's Lisa as well. Hiya, Lisa.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Good, thank you. Are you an Ultimate Warrior fan?
No. My husband and my son are just wrestling. My husband hears this.
Your husband what?
My husband and my son are wrestling mad. My husband dresses up as Rey Mysterio.
Hang on a second, I didn't ask you for your dodgy nighttime habits. I just asked you, what did you think of the Ultimate Warrior?
And he's a lorry driver. If he's listening to this, I'm dead.
Does he drive the lorry dressed as Rey Mysterio?
I hope not.
What does Rey Mysterio dress like?
He has like a blue mask thing across his face, and my husband just leaves his boxer shorts on with that.
Yeah, and what do you dress up as while he's dressed up as Rey?
No. Right, let's not go there, no, honestly.
Lisa.
My brother-in-law
Lisa.
Got a photo of him.
Lisa! Let's go there.
I posted it on Facebook.
Let's go there.
So.
What do you dress up as when he dresses up as Rey Mysterio?
No, honestly.
Do you actually?
My little boy is 9 today and he's wrestling mad. He's going to go mad. He's gone to school, so he's going to be raging that he's not in the car with me when I'm speaking to you.
Who's his hero?
No, John Cena and Rey Mysterio.
They're his guys.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, I'm more intrigued about you and the husband and the nocturnal flights of fancy in the bedroom.
No, there's a story behind it. He was in his boxer shorts one random evening with Rey Mysterio mask on his face, and and he was jumping around the sitting room with my son playing wrestling, and my brother-in-law walked into the sitting room and took a picture of him and posted on Facebook. And let's just say he doesn't have, like, the steroid kind of bodies that the wrestlers have.
He'd be kind of more my my end of the market,
that.
Is he? Yeah. You don't have to laugh that loudly.
I'm dead if he hears this.
You are dead.
Yeah.
So you're basically saying your husband's a bit puny in the boxer, like Mr. Muscle and myself, dancing around with a mask
with
on.
With a Rey Mysterio mask on, yeah. They go to all the wrestling... whatever you call them, up in the O2 and love them.
How old is your husband?
He's going to be 34 at the end of the month.
34 going on 12.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Let's bring James in here. Hiya, James. Are you there, James?
Oh, yeah, hello.
How are you?
I couldn't believe it. I was in shock this morning, basically, because I was just joking. I'll actually be 39 next month, but I still watch it religiously.
You're still watching?
And I was actually watching. I always record the Monday Night Raw on the box. So I always watch it when I come home from work on a Tuesday. And he was actually giving a speech on Monday night. So it's hard to believe, like 24 hours later, you know, he just passed away. But just from watching it, like when he was giving the speech, it was real, say, very deep, like, you know.
Yeah.
He was actually saying his heart, like when your heart gives out, your lungs give out. I don't know, I just had a feeling that maybe he knew himself that he wasn't wrong for this world, like, you know. So it's just weird, like, you know, less than 24 hours later, like, you know, he passed away.
Yeah.
So maybe he just knew. You know, but as I was saying, I've been watching it since 1987, I think, when Sky came onto Irish TV, and I've been watching it ever since then, like, you know. And I get a lot of abuse from my friends, but look, to me, it's like a soap opera. I don't watch any other soap opera. That's my soap opera,
basically. That's your soap opera. It's like Fair City with a bottle of baby oil and a ring.
Basically,
And you're what age, James?
I'll be 39 next month.
39. So it's a sad day for the big children among us. And
absolutely, yeah. Because, like, you know, I always remember, like, as a kid, like, you know, when my friends, like, we were, like, you were either Hulk Hogan or the Ultimate Warrior, and the two of them faced off. I think it was 1989, WrestleMania 5 or 6, it would have been.
Yeah, yeah, I remember it well. I mean, that was like the Six Nations for a generation. That was as exciting as it got.
Absolutely, yeah. It's, like I said, it's sad, like, you know, but, like, there's lots of wrestlers have died very young, you know, but like the fact that he done a speech on Saturday night, he got inducted into this Hall of Fame, in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And it was a real kind of impassioned, real, like, you know, spirited speech, you know, because people said it was a very difficult man to walk, like from all other wrestlers were saying that, but basically, you know, it was a really interesting speech. Yeah. And it's just saying sad that, like, Monday night, and then I woke up this morning and I seen it on the Twitter page, that he passed away, like, you know.
Did you remember Hulk Hogan did the pointy thing? He used to point the two hands pointing up, fingers pointing up into the sky after he won the fight.
It's actually weird, because Hulk Hogan was actually on Monday night as well, because he actually hosted the WrestleMania on Sunday there. So it's just weird. It's a little bit strange, you know. It's hard to believe, you know, like, it all can happen any time to anyone, but it's just the fact that the speech he actually gave, it was actually, I was actually saying on YouTube this morning as well, just to have to watch it again. Just couldn't believe, like, you know, like, less than 24 hours from when he gave that speech, he passed away. I think it was a heart attack, but, you know, you're in that sort of, like, fit so physical, you know, it's all, the cause and results are all predetermined, but, you know, to build your body up like that, you know, those talk about, I don't want to say steroids, but that's, you know.
You're probably putting a lot of muck into your system at some stage.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you know, you can walk out, like, you know, but if you want to get the bodies like some of these guys have, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're juicing, as the term is, like, you know. But I was just listening to the chap when he rang in there. I just said I'd ring in. So I was in shock as well.
You're in shock about that. And your friend's slagging you for loving the wrestling. But, I mean, a man has died, and God help him. And,
absolutely, like, you know. And it was sad as well, because, like, when he got inducted in on Saturday night, his two daughters walked down with him. Sorry, walked onto the stage with him, like, you know, and his mother was there as well. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's all characters, but it's like that poor girl, like, you know, like,
Peaches
Geldof, like, she's left behind two children, and he's left behind two children. He's only 54 years of age, like, you know, which isn't.
Yeah, it's funny, as you were talking, I was thinking about Peaches Geldof posting the picture of her mother, Paulie Yates, and herself as a little girl the night before she died, and, you know, and then within 24 hours, gone from the earth.
You know, like, it's.
How fickle it all is.
It's strange. It's strange. That was strange. Like, you know, when that photograph went up, you know, it's. But you just don't know. That's what I'm saying. But I just said everything. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to.
James, are you interested in Michael D. Higgins' visit to the Queen or not?
Oh, you actually watched a bit of it last night.
What do you think?
It was actually interesting, you know. Well, to say that I was watching the football last night, but it was half time, so I was watching the.
I had to see what your priorities are. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. But yeah, it was an interesting speech, already. Yeah. You know, it'd be interesting to see what happens in 2 years' time, you know. 1916. Of course, it's going to be a massive thing for our country, so. But if the Queen comes over, well, you know, times are changing. That's the way I look at it, you know.
That's for sure. So between the Ultimate Warrior and Peaches, God help her, and the Queen and the football, you're a busy man, James.
Been interesting the last 72 hours.
That's for sure.
You know?
That's for sure.
but thanks for letting me go on air.
Listen, thank you so much for getting involved. Really good to talk to you.
Same to you, right?
Have a good day, James. Best of luck.
Thanks,
the text says, I used to love... Is Tony still... Are you there, Tony?
I am, yeah, still here.
Do you remember the Royal Rumbles?
I do remember the Royal. That was sort of that was just when the odd used to get into the ring to get a run amok. Bodies everywhere.
Oh, it's just so funny. I must have been in fourth year, I think. I'm just going to think about, there was a bunch of us into this, including me.
Yeah, well, I think that's when the Royal Rumbles, but the WrestleMania and all were all, they were going on a few years before.
The Royal Rumbles. Go on, sorry, Tony, go ahead.
You were saying there about Hulk Hogan. It was always when somebody had him in a headlock. He was on the ground and the referee had lifted his hand once, twice, and on the third time then he'd hold the finger up and he'd start waving it.
Yeah. The ref would be counting the once, twice, and the Hulk Hogan would be whacking the floor of the ring. Whacking the floor as if to say no.
He'd hold his hand up as if he was being choked, and the hand had fallen once, twice, and on the third time then the hand would stay up and it'd start shaking. Next time I'd go shaking like a man.
That's right. He'd go into convulsions as if to say, yeah. No one gets the Hulk down.
And then he'd stand up then with the big wide eyes and him and everything and the...
And the sweat pouring crack. Off from the hole. That's so funny.
That's it.
You're bringing me right back.
Oh, it was good crack.
A Texas.
Remember Roddy
yeah, I do indeed.
He used to have Mr. T as his right hand man sometimes.
Yeah.
To come into it another time as well, Mr. T.
Roddy Piper. The Royal Rumbles, this was when all the wrestlers would go into the ring at the same time. Every few minutes, a new wrestler would come into the ring, and eventually they'd all be milling around the ring and team up with the other wrestlers. And if they got thrown out of the ring, they were out. And we used to recreate this as a text on mattresses in my friend's house, and there would be killings.
Yeah. Oh, there was more, like you said, the trampolines and everything, poor kids. A&E was filled years ago when the wrestling started.
You know, Tony, there'd be no wrestling for this generation because of health and safety.
Well, I do powerlifting. Me and my daughter do a bit of powerlifting, and the amount of health and safety stuff that's going on. Look, I done weightlifting years ago and gave it up, and then I went back to doing it again. And it's just like the amount of stuff you have to be careful of. You know what I mean?
Well, Tony, that's exactly why I gave up the powerlifting.
That's it. Well, my daughter's already champion at 15 years of age.
Fair play.
You know what I mean? She does down in Limerick there, did the GPC it is. She's only doing it since October there, so.
Well, we had a few women who were powerlifting on the Late Late Show recently.
That's right. They competed last Saturday in the IPO.
That's the one. And
yeah, sorry, go ahead.
They were saying that being strong is the new fit is the new. So we better be strong than it's rather than trying to get skinny, be strong. So strong is the
well,
new.
Well, that's it. The likes of them American wrestlers now, they'll be strong enough now, but. The powerlifting is strength, and you know what I mean? As you call the other fellas, were all the bodybuilder disco muscles. You know what I mean? But,
I haven't heard that expression.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
And this are you following Michael D in London or not? Do you care?
It doesn't bother me really. You know what I mean? Fair play to him. It's a force. Like, the Queen was over here last year. Was it the year before?
Yeah, two couple
last
years
year,
ago.
Wasn't it?
3 years ago. Yeah, no, 2011.
3 years,
Jesus.
It's definitely a win now. But he's still around. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't follow much of it now. I'm not into the whole politics thing and the whole... Like, you don't see much of the Michael D unless there's something that needs to be opened or...
A big...
You know what I mean? The president, you don't hear much of the president of this country.
Yeah.
You hear something like that where there's other presidents there and says if somebody breaks a fingernail, that's causing war.
They're all over it.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully the Queen doesn't break a fingernail tonight because they'll have to call in the UN.
Drink. It's a good drinking session for them.
Have a good day, Tony.
Well,
look after yourself.